So why did Nestlé send a boat full of ultra-processed food down the Amazon River? In the 2010s, Nestlé launched one of the most aggressive food marketing schemes in history. They built a floating supermarket which travelled deep into the Amazon, selling Kit Kats, sugary yogurts and powdered milk. The products were even packaged in smaller sizes, so prices were cheaper than local food, making it harder for traditional markets to compete. What started as a novelty quickly became essential. Nestlé called the foods nutrition, even though most of the products were ultra-processed and packed with sugar. And this was part of the wider problem with the increased consumption of ultra-processed food across the country. Communities that had almost zero diet-related disease suddenly saw cases of childhood obesity and even type 2 diabetes. And this wasn't just about selling snacks. Farmers were pushed to grow soy and sugar for ultra-processed food companies instead of local crops. But coming back to the Nestlé boat, it wasn't there just to feed people. It was there to create a market, and it succeeded. As one manager admitted, once the boat arrives, you can't go back. For more videos like this, like and subscribe.